This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pump it up on this Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Another day in paradise. Welcome, welcome, my friends. Hour number two begins, and it is Good Friday, Easter weekend, but your top story is nothing to celebrate. FSU and a deadly shooting there. 20-year-old, the son of a deputy sheriff who served 18 years Leon County, and he was active in the student advisory board and politically active. It's hard to get, you know, really detailed information on all of that at this point, but he allegedly used his mother's retired service weapon or personal carry. That was at one time, I guess, her service weapon. Many in law enforcement are offered a chance to purchase when they go to maybe a newer or different model of firearm, sidearm. Mm-hmm. So that's what they believe occurred here. Somehow he was able to get a hold of that. And, he opened fire. He killed two people. They were not students. And it's a tragic event. There's no doubt about it. And we'll dig into that. And, you know, about red flag laws, gun-free zones, all that stuff. None of the things that were put in place even after the Stoneman Douglas thing prevented this from occurring. And that's just the unfortunate truth of it. When all you do is, you know, hinder the rights of law-abiding citizens, bad guys don't follow the rules to begin with. That's why gun control doesn't work. It never has. It never will. All right. Before I start laughing uncontrollably, let me get this out.
Okay. There's a setup for
our
us.
Our friend Betsy Papine, who is, she's going to be she's coming by in less than an hour, but I just want to give a quick plug to one of the things she's going to be talking about, and that is the big pickleball tournament. Yep, the 2025 Greater Gainesville Pickleball Open, presented by Papine Gives and Comfort Keepers, and this is going on next weekend, April 26th and 27th, Trinity United Methodist Church and the 300 Club getting together to help put this on, and it raises a lot of money for Habitat for Humanity, and that's part of what Papine Gives does. And so they expect that it could raise 50 grand. That's the target. Go to pickleballbrackets.com, and then you'll see where you can subtitle GGPO, or just look for Gainesville or Greater Gainesville. But pickleballbrackets.com, that's the easiest and best way, and you can get all registered and fixed up right there.
Well, you play quite a bit, so I'll put you on the spot with a question. Why is it called pickleball?
Oh, there is a story behind that, but unfortunately, I don't really, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I kind of forget.
I figured there had to be something.
So you did, yeah, you did put me on the spot, because I was trying, it. There is some pickle reference in there initially. You know what?
Yep.
Betsy Pepin's pretty, you know, she's got an MBA from University of Pennsylvania. She's pretty sharp.
Wow.
Well, pretty sharp.
We know the smart one's going to be in the room a little after 8 o'clock.
So, we'll put her on the spot with that one.
Yeah. Shh. Okay.
She's not listening, hopefully.
Hopefully not at this moment.
But here is why I'm holding back the big laugh.
Okay.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready?
Are we ready? We're ready. Nick says he's ready. Go ahead.
Pollster.
Yeah.
You know, somebody who measures these things. Uh-huh. Been doing it for a while. His name is Nate Silver. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what he says?
What's that?
AOC is the most likely 2028 Democratic presidential nominee.
Really? Wow.
And I have
That's
to say.
That's amazing news.
That is the most incredible thing they could do. Oh. I wholeheartedly support that if that turns out to be the choice.
And
that would be.
And we want to see her on the road. We want to see her giving impromptu speeches. We want to see her giving impromptu pressers where they ask her live questions and she's got to come up with something. That could be fun. I mean, yeah, if you're not going to have, what's her name, Kamala, let AOC spout off because, she says some stuff.
Yes, she does. She says some stuff.
Yes,
I like that.
Uh-huh. That was a profound statement, wasn't it?
Oh, it's much more profound than anything that'll probably actually come out of her mouth.
Well, that's true, too.
538 founder and prominent pollster Nate Silver has a bold take. Yes, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democrat from New York, is most likely the next Democratic presidential candidate. Splendid! Say splendid! In his video posted to a Silver Bulletin website on Wednesday, Silver and political podcaster Galen Druk came up with the draft picks for the Democrat Party's next presidential nominee and settled on AOC being the strongest contender. My first pick of the first round draft is AOC. That's what Druk said, his podcaster buddy.
Yeah, wow.
And Nate Silver was mad. He goes, blank you. That was my pick. We're both on the AOC bus.
Wow.
Yeah, you go. You go, girl. You go.
Well, I will say that in some ways, okay, I know this is a stretch. She comes off better than Kamala sometimes. She says stupid things, but she doesn't do the word salad thing quite so much. But the fact that there have been so many made-up memes about her, and in your mind you go, I know that's a funny meme, but the fact that she could have said that makes it even just a little more funny.
Well, listen, if you vote for AOC, you're going to get a bargain in the deal because a vote for AOC automatically comes with the expertise and the guidance of her crazy uncle.
Yeah? Who's that?
Her crazy uncle.
Yeah?
Bernie?
Oh.
That's been her pal running all around.
They've been on tour.
They have drawn large crowds. So it's like vote for me and my crazy uncle who should be living in the attic. You get him for nothing. It's like a BOGO.
Such a deal.
Yeah. BOGO.
Yeah. Wow.
Or maybe he'll be the VP.
I don't know. Having tried to be president, I don't think he would settle.
And I think that age, whether it's valid or not, has become a little bit of a, Joe Biden really kind of ruined it for every other
old white guy.
Elder states. Yeah. Well, for elder states. But I mean,
the way you put it sounded much nicer than the way I put it.
Well, with age comes wisdom, but it also can come on with, onset of other issues. I mean, frankly.
Yeah.
And when you think of Bernie Sanders, I would still say he appears to be, he's as sharp as he ever was. His ideology is completely whacked, but at least he admits he's a socialist, number one. But number two, if he lost a step, not a big one, really.
Somebody put together a great montage the other day of his repetitiveness, though. So he's been consistent on the whole oligarchy thing.
Mm-hmm.
They found statements from him. I forget if it was Glenn Beck, not the not the artist. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting how he said the same thing about the biggest threat, oligarchy, da, da, da. But he has done this for like the last 15 years.
Yeah, it's not new for him.
No.
But it's new jargon for the left in general.
It was just funny to hear him that he's been on that kick. No matter who was the president.
Well, they asked AOC about, you know, the oligarchy and all that. And she said, aren't those the cool, like, scary animals that protect buildings? We said, no, AOC, that's a gargoyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least she didn't confuse it with garlic. But she could.
She does stay up late.
Maybe that bartending life was a cover for something.
A cover.
Uh-huh.
716 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And yes, it is time for What's Bugging You. Whatever it is, small, large, in between. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be another awesome day. Happy Friday. Good Friday. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But do be a caller. Don't be shy. If you don't get in right away, please try back. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me are these Democrats. But it's also a good thing, too, because this is a perfect midterm campaign. Is you have the senator from Maryland going to meet with a MS-13 gang member wife beater, have the picture of him shaking this guy's hand, and then have Trump meeting mother of murdered Maryland woman.
Yeah, it's amazing that they learned nothing from the last election, which is absolutely fine with me. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Morning, gentlemen. I kind of need an opinion on what's bugging me. We've got Pam Bondi in there that says she's going to do all these magnificent arrests on these political enemies. I understand she's doing a good job getting rid of the illegals. That's an automatic. But when are we going to hear about the Epstein list? When are people going to start being arrested for trafficking these children? You know. I want to see some arrest. God bless Donald Trump. God bless you guys. Help me out on this, please.
Yeah, no, we're all waiting. I don't know what the holdup is, other than it must be some sensitive stuff, I guess.
Could be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's go to Two Stroke. What's bugging you?
Well, I don't want to be too negative on a Good Friday. A Good Friday out there to everybody, but. The same thing, the senator that went down there, it's just absolutely appalling. And, I was looking on Truth Social, and it was funny because somebody posted that they said the people of Maryland would like to request that the El Salvadorian president keeps the senator, too.
I saw that. It's just what's going on in the state of Maryland. When you have everything fixed in that state, and you want to go worry about somebody who's a non-citizen, that's one thing. But there are people that have been raped and murdered at the hands of illegal aliens in his state. So, it's whatever.
Good job, Democrats. Thank you.
Yeah. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. Hey, Greg, you got close to the edge of the abyss when you referred to the 6 Blue Origin astronauts as bumper stickers for Bezos. But what's bugging me, and I love and respect President Trump so much, but I don't like him whining for lower interest rates. The Fed funds rate is just the overnight lending rate between banks. It has no impact on the mortgage rates, which is based off the 10-year bond. I wish he would stop whining about that, because if they lower rates, then people with savings earn less money at their accounts. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, that's a good point on that. But we know economically when rates are down, the benefit is generally greater. Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
So we had the tragic shooting yesterday at FSU. There was a young man that was interviewed, and he said what I think everybody needs to say. He said that if he had campus carry, he would have taken that guy out because he was having to dodge shots and was trying to render aid people. But we need to let these adults carry firearms so they could have stopped that madman. That's exactly what he said. Mm-hmm. And I know everybody's going to come out and say this, but we need to focus on that. And that Florida legislator needs to stop hindering us from our constitutional rights. We need campus carry. And if he can just save one life. Isn't that what they tell us, Bob?
Yeah, that's the line that Now, that is used.
Wouldn't it be worth it?
Well, and here's the thing. I mean, whether or not somebody could or would be there armed on the scene quickly and be able to neutralize that threat, in this case, it sounds like absolutely. But the probably maybe the even bigger thing would be, quit. You know, if you quit it being a no-gun zone, then these pathetic, twisted people won't see it as, you know, such easy pickings of people who can't defend themselves. And that, I think, is, you know, a large part of it as well. Let's go to Pat. Well, let's go to Jamie. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Nice to talk to you. And I'll tell you what's bugging me. The shortage of turn signal fluid in Gainesville.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to be able to use their turn signals. I don't get it.
Well, it's made in China, and there's a shortage of turn fluid right now. So, yeah.
I wonder
that was
what,
a good one, Greg.
No, you too. I wonder what the theory is. What are people's excuses as to why you couldn't just hit that little lever there, you know, that's on the left side of the column?
Or you've got the people, and this almost bugs me a little more. They're in the turn lane, or they're going to be turning. They wait to turn it on literally until they're turning.
Yeah.
You're like, you're missing the point.
Yeah, like I saw your wheels turn before the signal went on. That was not helpful.
Right. It's like the concept is to let everyone know ahead of time
what your intentions are.
The other tie into that, I know I mentioned it a long time ago, but I've seen it happen a couple of times in the last couple of days, because I try to be aware of this. If I'm on a road, let's say it's a city street, there's two lanes going the same direction, and one of them, you're coming up to a stoplight. If I'm not going to turn right, I will shift to the left lane, especially because situational awareness. If I see the person behind me has a turn signal on, I don't want to be that guy blocking them through the whole cycle before they can turn.
Well, and that's where I play the carrot and stick. I'm taking that right lane because it's the open one. I want to be at the front of the line.
That's because you're thinking about you.
Oh, we all are.
Not me. I'm thinking about them.
Well, now, hang on.
I'm hanging.
As part of that, I do check my rearview mirror, same as you, whether I'm going to get over or not. And if there is somebody signaling behind me.
Oh, I see where you're going now.
I gift them with the open lane.
But if they don't.
Then screw them. Sit there and wait, you bozos.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah, brother.
Because they should have told us ahead of time where they wanted to go.
Yeah. But they did, so they're going to pay the price.
Absolutely.
Brother.
Take that.
Another round of wrestling coming your way next.
But you know, I have had people who have seen me behind them with my signal on and scoot over because they were also going to be the first at the
I've
light.
Yes, I've seen it,
and I appreciated
that. Like, pass it along or
something.
That's
a good driver. Yeah, pay it forward. Come
we
on.
Should all be, you know what, let's all try that. Be nice.
Yeah.
Be thoughtful. That's the thing. Be thoughtful.
Unless they're not using their turn signal.
Exactly.
And then what Bob said.
And then you can be thoughtfully, you know, penalizing them in some way. Oh, good stuff. More serious stuff, unfortunately, we'll get to it. And fun as well. Happy Friday. It is 7:29. Coming up, Florida Town says, spring break? No, nada. We are over it. Details on the way. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning, happy Friday, good Friday. It is 7:36, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, I've got your tickets for Rock the Country. I'm going to give you the code word in just one moment. Also, a town in Florida said spring break, we've had enough. We'll get that in there as well. And we don't really do shout-outs, but if we did, I'd be shouting out to...
If we did.
If we did.
Yes, but we don't.
I would send a great shout-out to Lance and John.
Yeah.
Big listeners of the show at Gator Fire. And Lance is... I believe he's got a Harley and likes to ride.
Oh.
And these guys, they love the show.
Man, if you could only do a shout out.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like the boss says no shout outs.
Yeah, we don't do shout outs.
Lance and who again?
So Lance and John
Lance
at
and
Gator
John,
Fire.
But no shout outs for you today.
Yeah, no, because we don't do it. But don't be offended. It's just kind of our policy.
We can't help it.
So if we could, we would.
Yeah.
But
we can't.
But we do appreciate you listening.
Yeah. Did run into a bunch of listeners last night. I was up at the Food Fest there at Celebration Point.
And, I mean, you weren't in your car, I hope. I mean...
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, because you said you ran into them. Oh, like, and no, I know, no, no. You know,
I
just you
ran
impatient.
Over them. I just, okay. You know. And so that's always fun, though. Had a good time and always a lot of food, a lot of variety. And so enjoyed that. It was a beautiful evening,
this
too.
This was Celebration Point?
Yes. So.
Good crowd?
It was packed.
Really?
And we got there right at 5:30.
Look at the weather. I mean.
Oh, yeah. If you wanted to be out and about and just kind of enjoying yourself, enjoy the family, a lot of families, which is always kind of cool to see. Of course, you know, Dad's thinking, hey, cheap dinner, you know, pick us up some tickets on the way in, and everybody gets a little something, and you're all good.
We got to get you a shirt.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, when we were doing, you know, the pro-Trump, pro-Tesla rally.
Right.
You didn't have a shirt. We need a shirt that says, you know, Greg, or maybe even Team Greg or something cool like that.
Bob's so team, people, comma Greg.
This yeah. way, the power of your schmooze will be that much more effective.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
You're trying to multiply the power of the schmooze.
I'm trying to multiply your efforts so that I can continue to do less.
I kind of like the way you're thinking.
Well, I'm just being honest.
Well, there was food involved, so you know.
Yes, true. There's a schmooze, but there's usually little rewards going on there.
I had
too.
To pay for the food.
Oh, you did?
Well, you buy tickets.
I didn't think you paid for anything.
Well,
I am startled.
Well, I did something else that you don't do. I had to wait in a line or two.
You did?
They weren't very
long. You said it wasn't too bad because you got there early.
It really wasn't. That was the good. That's the smart thing, is getting there early.
Don't have to wait in line when I give you something. You just have to text and win.
Like what, Bob? I say facetiously.
Like, sardonically? Rock the Country. I got 2-day tickets for Rock the Country. Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence. It's, you already know, it's going to be huge. It's going to be a good time. May 9th and 10th. Ocala, Horse Park, Florida. Not just any horse park. Yeah. Florida Horse Park.
I don't want you in the wrong
I can't put those two words together.
Isn't that funny?
Florida Horse Park. It's a Florida Horse Park.
You talk good. You talk good, Bob.
Okay, we put you through enough torture. Here's your code word, America.
Oh, that's a good one.
Text America to 20357, and good luck on that one. That's America, 20357. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. So in case you haven't guessed it already, the city that says they've had enough of spring break.
Yeah.
That is Panama City, Panama City Beach. Mm-hmm. And I like it up there. And but yes, I like it as a tourist.
Right.
In other words, would I want to live on a strip that's all full of high-rise, you know, condos and hotels and all that? Maybe not so much. But the water and the beaches are some of the best. We're talking about emerald, green, clear water. We're talking about sandy, white, fine sand, granular beaches. And I don't blame those folks for getting tired of the spring breakers.
Nah.
And you know what? Here's the issue. Yes, some of them get out of hand that are actually college students. The problem is you get the ne'er-do-wells, the hanger-ons, the ones that see opportunity, you know, to take advantage of, young women to sell drugs, possibly,
right.
And other kinds of tomfoolery. And that's really usually, I'm not saying the kids can't get in trouble on their own a little bit, but I think that adds a whole new, you know, side of it. That you know. So they basically said they made this decision because of idiots who ignited problems during their recent invasion. And it's the police chief, Talamantes, J.R. Talamantes. He made the drastic ruling to ban spring breakers from his town after several shootings plagued the Gulf Coast beach town. They said, it's no longer a spring break town. That time is over. Every year we try to manage it. Every year brings more challenges. I'm not willing to risk the safety of our city to hold onto something that no longer works. So they'll institute. I don't know how they will. How do you police that? How do you enforce that?
Right.
But they're gonna try. Right.
Well, if they make it not fun, people won't come back. So,
well, I remember when Fort Lauderdale was a big destination, and I lived there for a year. I went to broadcasting school, and yes, I enjoyed some of that. you know, being, well, for me, that's when they changed the drinking age from 18 to 19.
Mm.
And they didn't grandfather you in.
Oh, wow.
So I turned 18 in January.
Right.
I'm sorry, I turned 18 in May, right? And then in January, they said, oh, you're not allowed in here. I'm like, what do you mean? I was in here a month ago.
Well, that was it.
Yeah, drinking age 19.
Wow.
And, but the spring break thing, yeah, I think it's come back a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't think the locals were crazy about it down there. And they didn't have nearly, for whatever reason, the Panama City Beach has been sort of a like I say, a magnet to the ne'er-do-wells.
Yeah.
And then you've got a lot of young people that do go to foreign countries that have a lower age
right.
for consuming alcohol. And, well, sometimes not good things happen.
I was going to say, yeah, there's a good idea. Let's get outside the boundaries of our country, be too young, and throw in some alcohol. What could possibly go wrong?
I think you should spend your spring break with the person who's helping you to pay for your school, like your parents.
Yeah.
There you go.
This is old dad.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It is 7:43 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. A lot of places are closed down, just so you know, for Good Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And in some cases, like, more than you might think. Like, there's a bunch of folks in Marion County.
I think they just shut down the whole county for a Good Friday.
It kind of seems like it.
Yeah.
I guess they do. So that's counted in as one of their holidays. Hey, good for them.
So, I mean, is it a coincidence that, you know, folks in Marion County might honor a day of respect like Good Friday more than those in another county that has a lot of things that are still open today? I'm just saying, I mean, that they might actually have a little more reverence for Jesus Christ. I don't know. I'm not, you know, just judging. Okay, yes, I am.
I honestly don't know the reason behind it.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, look, we didn't honor our veterans with any sort of a parade until, you know, some of our friends started the, you know, the whole biker event. Gosh, not too long. I think it was right around the time I got here. I don't know. It was 20-something years ago, I believe.
Right.
Oh, no. It came right after 9/11. That's about the same, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so, yeah, this community, maybe.
And it might even be the same town in that county that, what, not until 2 years ago. And I don't think they... before they had a holiday parade, even. That's only been going on for a couple of years, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying. Mm. Now you can paint up your streets in multicolors that go along with some alphabet kind of thing of lifestyle.
Bring in the pagans, I say.
Yeah.
Nobody has a better time than the pagans.
Well, you know, just the heathens in general.
Be careful what I'm saying. That's MC.
True. Just saying.
Yeah. Mm. No disrespect.
Yeah.
It is 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more coming up, a lot more to talk about. The appeals court upholds the facilitate that order to bring back, the Maryland Family Guy. You mean the wife beater?
No. The illegal guy, right? The gang member, yeah, that guy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that guy, yeah.
He's all.
Uh-huh.
Whew. Hang in there, my friends. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Happy Friday. 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's not just a happy, happy Friday. It is a good Friday, for real. A happy Easter. I hope you get to spend it with, family and friends, and to make it an enjoyable experience for everyone, right? Yeah,
absolutely.
That's the hope.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of things going on, of course. The FSU shooting is, you know, top of mind, terrible, two dead. They were not students. It appears that the shooter was a student, 20 years old, and his mother is a school resource officer with the Leon County Sheriff's Office. What the motive was, it'll take time, but he was very politically motivated, gone to rallies, participated with clubs and different things. And again, just a terrible, tragic event.
Yep.
And we'll get into that on some of those different areas in a little bit. But I got good things going on here.
Like?
Ukrainian President Zelensky.
Really?
Yeah, said on Wednesday, which was a happy hump day, Trump day, so.
Yes.
He said, we got good progress going on the negotiations for the mineral rights deal between Ukraine and the U.S.
That could be good timing with China kind of, you know, pulling their thing.
Absolutely. Anything that, you know, that we can do where we can work around, you know, China playing this game. And I'm sure they say, well, the Trump's the one playing the game. Well, Trump is trying to make the game a little more fair.
Well, and actually, he's kind of saying some good things. I think he's saying that he thinks in the next 2, 3, 4 weeks, they'll have something ironed out with the Chinese. But knowing that something's going well with Ukraine gives us the upper hand in those tariff negotiations, because suddenly them holding that over our head isn't quite the tool that they maybe think it is.
Look, we represent 24% of the world's wealth in one country. Mm. We represent 36%, I think, of trade worldwide. In other words, consumers of trade.
Right.
So you can't overlook that if you're China. I mean,
no.
You can try to, but it's a huge fact, and they know it. They're just, look, they've got their methodology, and we've got ours. But the Zelensky thing is a good thing. Quote, the basic legal stuff is almost finalized, and then if everything moves as quickly and constructively, the agreement will bring economic results to both of our countries, he said in his daily address to the Ukrainian people. And so, yes, this is a very good thing. And then the president also, what was it, yesterday, I believe, met with Italy's prime minister, Meloni. Mm-hmm. And I didn't get to see the whole thing, but I can tell you, based on just the few minutes that I was able to watch, it seemed like their interaction was very good, very comfortable, very upbeat. It just looked like a great, positive vibe all the way around. So, yes, she was in the White House for a visit yesterday where the leaders shared a bilateral lunch. I've never had bilateral.
How do you fix that anyway? Is it
I would assume you start by cutting it in two, but
that makes sense.
They call it a bilateral lunch and meeting.
Okay.
Speaking with the press in the Oval Office after the meeting, Meloni told Trump her aim is to restore greatness to Western civilization. And then she gave everybody on his staff a Moto Guzzi.
Ooh, now we're talking.
That'd be cool.
It would.
Of course, some people might want a Ferrari.
Well, don't be greedy.
I mean, if you're going to wish.
Well, yeah, yes. Aim high.
I know that when I speak about the West, mainly, I don't speak about a geographical space. I speak about the civilization, and I want to make that civilization stronger, she told Trump. Does that not sound very like-minded?
Mm-hmm.
She is considered a populist prime minister, so that would make her, you know, very much like Trump. And she says, so I think even if we have some problems, okay, between the two shores of the Atlantic, it is the time that we try to sit down and find solutions. She went on to thank Trump for accepting an invitation for an official visit to Rome in the near future.
Wow.
And consider a possibility in that location to also meet with Europe, meaning, I guess, the EU. The goal is to make the West great again. I think we can do it together. And we can, Trump responded. They said, the way it was described here, with a smirk. I don't think it was a smirk. It's his, you know how he does that kind of tilted, a little corner up slightly smile. I mean, it was showing positivity, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody read into it, smirk. Yeah. I don't know that that's is accurate. But anyway, the mood of the room seemed very, very good. Meloni also detailed a number of bilateral topics she and Trump discussed during their meeting, including those related to economics, defense, space, and energy, noting that Italy will increase liquefied natural gas imports. Trump said earlier that they also discussed trade during their meeting. So, again, very positive. You got the Zelensky thing and the minerals. Sounds like that's falling in line. You've got an Italian prime minister that it is, seems like they're going to have very positive deals and negotiations in terms of trade, for sure. And then you've got the president also attending an Easter prayer service and dinner. That was Wednesday night after recognizing the beginning of Holy Week on Monday. And nearly 2,000 years ago, during a sacred week, the living Son of God entered Jerusalem in triumph. Soon after, the Savior of man, who brought truth and light into the world, was betrayed, arrested, tried, and crucified, nailed to the cross. He said, "Wow, for our sake, he gave up his life." 3 days later, Christ followers found the empty tomb. He is risen. Good morning and welcome. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.